Good afternoon. The president, a short time ago, concluded his meeting with some economic leaders. This was a good discussion about the steps that we have taken to strengthen our economy and the additional steps that we are calling on Congress to take to strengthen our economy even more so that we can create as robust environment as possible for job creation. A lot of the issues that were discussed centered on addressing rising health care costs, promoting trade, making the tax cuts permanent, and passing a comprehensive energy plan. Those are all important parts of the president's six-point plan to strengthen our economy even more. And that's the quick readout from the meeting. With that, I'll be glad to go right into your questions.
On the attendance record of the National Guard, it said he had 56 out of a required 50 points. Is that considered a good attendance record, do you know?
The
maximum number of points you could get.
Yeah. First of all, we were pleased to be able to provide you all with these additional records that just recently came to our attention. These documents clearly show that the president fulfilled his duties. And we had previously released some of the point summaries that you are referencing. There's more complete information relating to those point summaries that document the fact that the President of the United States fulfilled his duties when he was serving in the National Guard back in the early 70s.
Questions I have. The records that you handed out today and other records that exist indicate that the President did not perform any guard duty during the months of December 1972, February or March of 1973. I'm wondering if you can tell us where he was during that period, and also how is it that he managed to not make the medical requirements to remain on active flight duty status?
John, the records that you're pointing to, these records, are the payroll records. They're the point summaries. These records verify that he met the requirements necessary to fulfill his duties. These records, these payroll records, reflect.
Did you know what was my question? Where was he in December of 72, February and March of 73, and why did he not fulfill the medical requirements to remain on active flight duty status?
These records I'm holding here clearly document the president fulfilling his duties in the National Guard. The president was proud of his service.
That's a simple question. How about a simple answer?
John, if you'll let me address the question, I'm coming to your answer. And I'd like to... Oh, I'm sorry, John, but this is an important issue that some chose to raise in the context of the election year. The facts are important for people to know. And if you don't want to know the facts, that's fine, but I want to share the facts with you. Yeah, the president...
Why didn't he fulfill the medical requirement to remain on active flight duty status in 1972?
The president recalls serving both when he was in Texas and when he was in Alabama, and that is what I can tell you. And we have provided you these documents that show clearly that the president of the United States fulfilled his duties, and that is the reason that he was dishonorably discharged from the National Guard. The president was proud of his service. The president spent some of that time in Texas. He was a member of the Texas Air National Guard, and he was given permission on a temporary basis to perform equivalent duty while he was in Alabama, and he performed that duty. And the payroll records that I think are very important for the public to have clearly reflect that he served.
Band of brothers, like the children who come forward and give testimony before. I see you looking at our files in the campaign of 2000. You said that you were looking for people who served with him to verify his account of service in the National Guard. Has the White House been able to find Senator Kerry, a band of brothers or others who can testify about the president's service?
All the information that we have, we shared with you in 2000 that was relevant to this issue. And all the additional information that has come to our attention, we have shared with you. The president was asked about this in his interview over the weekend, and the president made it clear, yes, I want all records to be made available. They're relevant to this issue. That there are some out there that were making outrageous, baseless accusations. It was a shame that they brought it up 4 years ago. It was a shame that they brought it up again this year. And I think that the facts are very clear from these documents. These documents, the payroll records and the point summaries, verify that he was paid for serving and that he met his requirements.
About talking about people, you know,
right.
Comrades in arms.
No, that's why I said everything that came to our attention that was available, we made available at that time during the 2000 campaign.
You said you were looking for people, and I figured you didn't find any people.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we would have made people available. Mr. Lloyd, who has provided a statement to put some of this into context for everybody, made some public statements during that time period. To verify the records that the president had for his duties, and he put out an additional statement now to put this into context. He's someone with some technical expertise and someone that understands these matters because he was in the National Guard at the time.
Following this, I do think this is important. It might strike some as odd that there isn't anyone who can stand up and say, I served with George W. Bush in Alabama or in Houston in the Guard unit, particularly because there are people, his superiors, who have stepped forward in Alabama and in Houston, who have said in the past several years that they have no recollection of him being there and serving. So isn't that odd that nobody, you can't produce anyone to corroborate with these records?
David was talking about some 30 years ago. I mean, you're perfectly welcome to go back and talk to individuals from that time period. These documents make it very clear that the President of the United States fulfilled his duties. When you serve, you are paid for that service. And these documents outline the days on which he was paid. That means he served. And these documents also show that he met his requirements. And it's just really a shame that people are continuing to bring this issue up. People asked for records to be released that would demonstrate he met his requirements. The records have now been fully released. The facts are clear. The facts are clear.
When you look at these, you can't. How are we supposed to read this?
Well, I think you can talk. One, we put it out in email. It's a lot easier to read, I think, on the email version, because we're going to if we haven't already. But it was sent to us in email form from the Personnel Center in Denver, Colorado.
Hard copies.
To corroborate these records, will the president do two things? One, will he authorize the relevant defense agency pay stubs for the president? And if those don't exist, will the president file a form as he can do with the IRS to at least look for a 72 or 73 tax return that would corroborate what you claim are payroll summaries that he actually got paid for this duty?
Well, I think this information is his payroll records. It's my understanding this is the information that is available from his payroll records, and it shows the days on which he was paid. So that's the information that I understand is available. In terms of tax returns, the president, like most Americans, does not have his tax returns from some 30 years ago.
Search if they have a return for 72 or 73. Is he going to do that?
Obviously, if there's any additional information that came to our attention that was relevant, we would make that information available. I think that these documents clearly show that the President of the United States fulfilled his duties. I mean, these were the documents that people questioned and said should be made available. And we went back to double check. We thought we had all the information that existed previously, but we went back to double check after the comments that were made over the weekend to see if there's any additional information available. And when we contacted the Personnel Center in Colorado, it was our understanding that the Personnel Center in St. Louis in Colorado were already working to pull this information together, and that this is the information that they have that is relevant to this topic.
Position that these documents put this issue to rest, period.
Oh, I think these documents show that he fulfilled his duties. These documents show that he met his requirements.
Two questions, one on the documents, one on the issues. There seems to be a discrepancy now in the president's records. I wonder if you can help me with. These documents that you're holding up, reports show that the president showed up for duty in October and November of 72, January, April, and May of 73. But the president's officer effectiveness report, filed by his commanders, lieutenants Colonel Killian and Harris, both now deceased, for the period 1 May 72 to 30 April 73, says he has not been observed at this unit where he was supposed to show up and earn him these points and these days. How do you square?
You're talking about which unit?
The Texas, at the Ellington Air Force Base.
From 72 to 73.
And certainly by, the president said he returned to Texas in November of 72.
Right.
So some of these dates of service, which are in these records,
right,
ought to have been noted by his commanding officers, who nevertheless said twice he has not been observed here.
Yeah, I'm not sure about these specific documents. I'll be glad to take a look at them. But these documents show the days on which he was paid for his service. And the president, as I've said, and we previously said during the 2000 campaign, recall serving both in Texas and in Alabama during the time period you were bringing up.
15 to 23.
He served, but his commanding officers didn't know.
Again, I don't know the specific documents you're referring to. If you want to bring those to me, I'll be glad to take a look at them and get you the answers to your questions.
On the general issue,
hard copy.
Senator Kerry has said that the National Guard was one way for people to avoid service in Vietnam.
Yes,
the president and the White House has taken umbrage at that, saying that's denigrating the National Guard. In 1994, the president told the Houston Chronicle in relation to his joining the National Guard, "I was not prepared to shoot my eardrum out with a shotgun in order to get a deployment. Nor was I willing to go to Canada, so I chose to better myself by learning how to fly
airplanes." Enhanced 5719.
He went into the National Guard.
Track 45 left.
President, again, sir, this issue has been addressed. Now we're trying to change into different issues here. The president was
enhanced
proud of
15
to
23.
The National Guard. He fulfilled his duties. He was honorably discharged. I think there are some that we're now seeing are not interested in the facts. What they are interested in is trying to twist the facts for partisan
hard copy, right?
Political advantage in the election year. And that's unfortunate.
It's a partisan issue. I'm not doubting it. I'm trying to explore it. One of the reasons the Democrats are raising it is because they've got a guy who was in Vietnam.
Well, now it's, he didn't serve. Now it's a different issue. When the facts clearly show that he did serve. He did fulfill his duties. He did meet his requirements. Yeah, he
all
was
right.
honorably discharged.
Stop.
I think the facts are clear. It's clear that some are not interested in the facts. It's clear that some may be more interested in using
the facts. 45 left. Stop.
Are you saying that every date listed on document
has 15 to 23?
The day that the president was actually showed up, he was suited up, he was flying planes. That's what that means? Because there are, points for active duty, points for inactive duty.
Put out the statement from Mr. Boyd so he could put that in context. He's someone with the technical expertise that understands those matters and can explain what those points mean.
Yes,
I think his statement does that. In terms of the payments, you're paid for the days on which you serve.
So meaning he was actually there on these days.
You're paid for the days you serve.
Right.
Again, there was a time period when he was in Alabama, and he recalls serving in Alabama. He was still a member of the Texas Air Force at that time. What he was doing was performing equivalent duty because he was working in Alabama at the time. And he also
enhanced 15 to 23.
Texas as well.
Yes. Enhanced 34 to 47.
So, January 73, the president served according to this on January 4th, January 5th, January 6th, and he was Texas or Alabama.
Your hard copy, right?
You pay for the days you served. You have the documents right in front of you. The documents straight from the personnel. Straight from the personnel center in Colorado.
Yes.
I said you're paid for the days in which you serve.
Enhanced 57, 34 to 47.
And again, we're talking about 30 years ago. That's when the president
45 left.
Serving in Alabama. He also recalls in serving in Texas. That's what he recalls. That's why.
Enhanced 34 to 47.
There are a lot of people calling for these records to be released. We finally came across these records. They have been released.
All right.
Documents.
Stop.
The fact that the
enhanced 57. Your hard copy, right? 45. Stop.
Well, I think I'll let them
stop. Enhanced 57.
So I'm not sure that they exactly said it that way.
Enhanced 15 to 45. 44 to 47.
It was for the president.
Stop.
The president recalls serving. I just said that. And if you look at the records, if you look at these records, throughout that time period.
34 to 40.
Define
serve.
He served both in Alabama and he served both in Texas.
Doing what? I mean, did that... Can you at least tell us the difference between inactive? It's not very...
Yeah, no, I think that I'll leave it to those who can explain these documents to do the explaining. That's why we put the statement from Mr. Lloyd, who was in the National Guard at the time. He was someone that had the expertise to explain to you what these points mean. And so that's why we provided that statement. Obviously, the Personnel Center can tell you more about what everything means on these documents. We just received these late yesterday. But the one thing that these documents clearly show is that the President of the United States fulfilled his duties when he was in the National Guard. He met his requirements, and he was honorably discharged because he fulfilled his duties. And to show that he fulfilled his
duties. I watched CDs.
They showed paydays during that fall.
Oh, 1972 period. Attack ships on fire.
There's October on there, there's November on there, and there's January on there as well in 1973.
I watched CDs.
These are the things to keep in mind. These are not just academic exercises. We're not analyzing Mars or in the 18th century or something like that. We're dealing with real human beings who are suffering and dying and being tortured and starving because of policies that we are involved in. We as citizens of democratic societies are directly involved in and are responsible for. And what the media are doing is ensuring that we do not act on our responsibilities and that the interests of power or serve not the needs of the suffering people, and not even the needs of the American people, who would be horrified if they realized the blood that's dripping from their hands because of the way they're allowing themselves to be deluded and manipulated by the system.
Attack ships on fire. I watched CBS.
I'd have to go back and double check, and I remember serving during that period and performing his duties, both in Alabama and in Texas. And these are questions we addressed all during the campaign. The issue that came up recently was some were trying to make an outrageous, baseless accusation. If I recall, some were using the comment deserved or AWOL. I mean, that is outrageous. It is baseless. The President of the United States fulfilled his duties. He was honorably discharged. And now there are some that are not, that are clearly not interested in the facts. They're clearly more interested in twisting the facts to seek a partisan political advantage in the context of an election year. And that's just really unfortunate that some would stoop to such a level.
Attack ships.
They took him down.
Sorry. Oh, it was a campaign, a senatorial campaign.
People who tomorrow may not show up for work and will be paid, their payrolls will show they were paid.
Well, again, when you're serving in the National Guard, you're paid for the days on which you serve. It's specifically related to service.
When the White House, the sequence of events in the last few days that led to the production of these records,
attack ships.
Efforts begin after or before the interviews?
No, it was after. The questions came up. And
I watched TV.
On Meet the Press, the President made it very clear some of what I'm saying here. He said, yes, I want all records out there. And it was our belief, our impression, that all the records that existed that were relevant were already released back in the 2000 campaign.
Attack ships.
We went to the Texas Air National Guard to ask for records. It was our understanding that the payroll records, it was our impression at the time that the payroll records didn't exist. Then after this weekend, after the interview, we contacted the National Guard here and asked them where would one go if these records existed to find them. We're just going back and double-checking.
Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Every Tuesday night on Co-op Radio, 91.7 FM. Tuesday nights from 6:30 until 7 p.m. And you can listen on the internet later, forever, in perpetuity, at the address counterfolk.com/last ever. counterfolk.com/last ever. Please send me email. Please. The address is ken@counterfolk.com. Call up on the phone in 5 minutes at 512-472-KOOP. Or listen again Tuesday nights from 6:30 till 7 p.m. Listen to all the past shows from the last 10 years on the internet at counterfolk.com/last ever. And KOOP also now concludes its broadcast day. Co-op, which is cooperatively run and licensed as Board of Directors of the Texas Interstitial Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated by the FCC, does business at Austin Co-op Radio, broadcast at 91.7 MHz with an effective radiant power of 3,000 watts. Co-op is non-commercial and educational. Broadcast from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The offices and studio are located on the third floor of 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. Our office line is 512-472-1369. And now 91.7 FM is turned over to KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Co-op resumes broadcast tomorrow morning at 9. Thanks for listening to Co-op, your community radio station, and thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
His own words and his statements, and I would refer you straight back to his words.
Going to make those memories.
This one, in the last day. I think we received it yesterday.
You ready to take questions about different topics?
Thank you.
On this topic, right?
Yeah. Okay. Since there have been so many questions about what the president was doing over 30 years ago, what is it that he did after his honorable discharge from the National Guard? Did he make speeches alongside Jane Fonda denouncing America's racist war in Vietnam? Did he testify before Congress that American troops committed war crimes in Vietnam? And did he throw somebody else's medals at the White House to protest a war America was still fighting? What was he doing after his honorable discharge?
Well, he commented on some of his views relating back to that period the other day, and obviously this was a time period also when he was going to get his MBA. Harvard. So, but the president was certainly proud to serve in the National Guard.
Consider those actions by Senator Kerry that Jeff mentions fair game in your political.
Kerry, I think, you know, I know that that's a way to try to draw us into a Democratic primary. A Democratic primary that is ongoing. Well, this is an important matter that some have chosen to twist the facts, and it's important that the facts are clear. And I think that these documents clearly show that the president met his requirements and fulfilled his duties. But. Look, we'll let the Democratic primary continue. They can work out their differences. I think if you have questions to address to people that made certain accusations, you should direct them to those individuals. Because now, in light of these documents, this is new information that clearly shows otherwise to what they were suggesting. Let me keep going. I'll come back to you. Well, we have a few in the back, and I'll come back to you, I promise. But let me try to get to everybody in the room. I promise I'll come back to you. Ben, I think, had one, and then April. And did you have another one?